Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. Rough weather on Friday night damaged trees in an abandoned building in Evergreen and Cerro Gordo. Tornado warnings were issued across the county, but the only damage reported was in the Haines-Lennon Road area. Columbus Regional Healthcare performed its first organ transplant on Friday. The patient's name was not released. Hospital employees lined the halls in tribute to the donor and recipient. A man is facing charges after he allegedly overdosed his dog on Friday. Whiteville City Police and Whiteville Rescue responded to a call for an overdose patient and found the man and his puppy unconscious. The dog was administered Narcan and is expected to recover. Chadburn Village Police have a new tech tool. A skim scan is used to check card readers for illegal recording devices that are used to steal credit card information. Chadburn PD will be routinely checking card readers throughout the town. A plan to build more than 4,500 homes near Lake Waccamaw has been forwarded by the planning board to the county commissioners with a favorable endorsement, but is getting less support from the community. Advanced Land and Timber Company wants to build the homes on Old Lake Road, approximately 2 miles north of East Columbus High School. A Facebook group critical of the development has grown to more than 400 members in just a few days. Commissioners will set a date for a public hearing in their next regular meeting. If you use NC-905 going into Brunswick County, be prepared for delays and detours starting today. The Department of Transportation will close 905 at the county line for most of the month of June while a pipe is being replaced. Traffic will be detoured to NC-904, Ramsey Ford Road, and Big Cypress. Saturday's Disaster Expo drew big crowds to the fairgrounds. More than a dozen agencies and nonprofits were on hand to discuss disaster preparation and recovery. Sunday was the first day of hurricane season. Forecasters are expecting an active season this year. The long-term regular weather forecast for the region also calls for above-average temperatures and precipitation. Whiteville City Police have a new program for area seniors, shut-ins, and the disabled. The We Call, We Care is a free service. Subscribers will be called every day at the same time between 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. To sign up or for more information, you can see our story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Fair Bluff is adding another event to their first Saturday market held each month. On June 7th, the day will also include a livestock swap. Vendors will have eggs, chickens, goats, cows, ducks, and more up for grabs for those wanting to expand their flocks and herds. The swap will run from 7 to 11 a.m. on Riverside Drive. For more information, call 910-833-4772. Graduation for Columbus County Schools is this week. West Columbus will honor the class of 2025 on June 6th at 6 p.m. South Columbus will hand out their diplomas on June 7th at 10 a.m. and East Columbus seniors will walk on June 7th at 3 p.m. For those unable to attend their seniors' graduation ceremony, you can watch the live stream on the Columbus County Schools Facebook page. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.